in the four ashrams, namely Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. What are the dharmas one has to perform on each stage? Well, that's a big subject. It is dealt with in some detail in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Not exactly, well, actually in many ways quite different from in the traditional way. Not exactly as it is practiced in the modern age. Really. But you get an idea from that. In Brahmachari life means student life. One lives under the guidance of a guru who is a teacher and mentor. That is described, the essence of that is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasandanto Guru Arhitam. Dasavanacharan Nicho Guru Sudhira Sodhridam. The Brahmachari lives in the Gurukul, the ashram of the Guru. And he controls his senses, that's the first point. And acts for the benefit of the Guru. He doesn't act what I will do. Nowadays in the modern world is different. The parents act for the benefit of the children, whatever stupid thing they want. There's so many things are advertised, so they have to get it for the children. But it's around the other way. In Gurukul, the boys, they control the senses, not indulge the senses, and they act for the benefit of the Guru. This is the training. They become a dasa, which means a servant. Dasavan, very humble, and with a very strong spirit of dedication to their guru. So that's the essence of Brahmachari life. Of course, in the modern ISKCON, people have already been Vyabhichari, and afterward they become Brahmachari. So, Vyabhichari means profligate. They've done everything opposite to what Brahmachari should have done. But that basic training is the same. You know about Brahmachari life? Read my book, Brahmacharya in Krishna Consciousness. In family life, Grihastha life, the man is to be responsible, take care of the wife, take charge of the wife, children, look after his elderly parents. These are the duties. He has to provide materially. That's the duty in the modern age. Or in the previous age, the Grihastha duty was to, that was intimately mixed with the Varna duty. In other words, if one is a Baba, he has to do the work of a Baba. If he's a Kshatriya, he has to do the work of a Kshatriya. It was not exactly earning a living. It's just you do your, you follow your Dharma, and automatically the arrangement for living is there along with that. So the over and above that, the family man has to impart Krishna consciousness to his dependents. In Vanaprastha life, one is practices detachment after having executed family life. One practices detachment. May go out from the home for some time, or may to visit holy places, or may live at home, but not fully involved in working and managing the family affairs. That's turned over to the elder son, concentrating more on just close this. Concentrating more on Krishna consciousness. And in sannyas, which may not be practiced much in this age, not many people may actually take sannyas, then one's duty is to live fully detached from the family. And in the mature stage of God realization, fully dedicate oneself to Krishna service and especially to preaching Krishna consciousness. So these are the duties for men in the different ashrams, and for women there's service to the husband.